The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. When Jesus looked up, he saw some wealthy people putting their offerings into the treasury. And he noticed a poor widow putting in two small coins. He said, "I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest. For those others have all made offerings from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has offered her whole livelihood." The Gospel of the Lord. We've all heard the story of the poor widow and her offering of two small coins. It's recounted in two different Gospels. It's read here at daily Mass multiple times throughout the course of the year, but do you know what really happened that day? Let me paint you a little picture. The story starts inside the Jerusalem temple, where there stood 13 permanent collection baskets. They were called trumpets because they were shaped like trumpets. They were flared at the bottom and bolted into the ground. And all the people came into the temple and they lined up behind each one of these trumpets to make their offering. But stationed next to each collection basket was an Israelite priest who would announce out loud how much you gave. Might sound strange to our modern ears. I suppose at the time it was designed to encourage generosity, but that's what they did. So if you made an offering of 6 shekels, the priest would announce out loud, 6 shekels. And if you made an offering of 2 drachma, everyone within earshot would have heard. So try to imagine the scene. Poor widow waiting in line to make her turn, to take her turn, to offer her offering, when suddenly, standing before the collection basket, she drops in 2 leptons. Leptons, the smallest unit of currency in the entire Roman Empire. And the priest announcing out loud for everyone to hear, 2 leptons, what would have ensued? Laughter, scorn, derision. That's why Jesus announces to all of his disciples, this woman put in more than all the others, because they put in from their surplus wealth, but she has offered her whole livelihood. Interesting word there, livelihood. The actual Greek word is bios. You've heard of biology? Same word. The word means life. Others offered a gift, but she offered her very self. That's why St. Augustine said that she was actually the wealthiest woman in the temple that day. All the others had gold, but she had God. Now, it's been said, there's an old proverb that goes, that God is won over by the last coin. Friendship with God is priceless. But its price is always the same. It always costs you the last penny. Why is that the case? That's the case because the only thing God wants is love. The only thing God wants is you. Not your tasks, not your skills, not your time, not even your bank account. But you. And until the gift is total, it's not really worthy of the name love. That's what Christian worship is all about. Do you know the difference between paganism and Christianity in worship? The difference is what's offered. In paganism, they offer stuff. Cereal offerings, grain offerings, whatever it might be, placed upon the altar and offered up. But in Christianity, it's your very self that's offered. Of course, in union with Christ, who offered his very self on the cross. And if it's not total, it's not yet worship. It's the difference also between a covenant and a contract. You know what the difference is? Contract is an exchange of things. A covenant is an exchange of persons. In a contract, you say, this is yours and that is mine. But in a covenant, you say, I am yours and you are mine. That's why our faith makes no sense to anyone who doesn't understand that it is a gift of your whole self. Not a measured calculation, not a gift of what's left over, but no less than the worship of God. The amalgamation of two words, worth and ship, God who you value so greatly that he's valued no less than the gift of your entire self. That's what the Eucharist is all about. That's what the cross is all about. And that's what you and I must be all about. It's her totality that Jesus praises, not merely her generosity. Same totality that you see in the saints, the same totality that led St. Catherine of Alexandria to shed her blood. Let's ask for her prayers that we might imitate the saints in their totality as we pray. St. Catherine of Alexandria, pray for us.